It's not only working parents who are looking for more hours in the day. People without children are also overworked, maybe to an even greater extent. When I was in business school, I attended a women in consulting panel with three speakers, two married women with children, and one single woman without children. After the married women spoke about how hard it was to balance their lives, the single woman interjected that she was tired of people not taking her need to have a life seriously. She felt that her colleagues were always rushing off to be with their families, leaving her to pick up the slack. She argued, "My coworkers should understand that I need to go to a party tonight, and this is just as legitimate as their kids' soccer game, because going to a party is the only way I might actually meet someone and start a family so I can have a soccer game to go to one day." I often quote this story to make sure single employees know that they, too, have every right to a full life. My own concerns about combining my career and family rose to the forefront again when I was considering leaving Google for Facebook. I had been at Google for 6.5 years and had strong leaders in place for each of my teams. By then, Google had more than 20,000 employees and business procedures that ran smoothly and allowed me to make it home for dinner with my children almost every night.